Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, John Kruk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lofton strikes out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vizquel hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kruk batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Kruk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Kruk reaches second base with a double. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. Kruk moves to third. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Karkoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sorrento hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Peña strikes out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lofton is 0-1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive towards first. Thomas catches it and steps on first to double up Sorrento. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Guillen. The throw from Peña and he is out, Vizquel applying the tag. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Raines is 0-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vizquel is 0-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Berga is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Berga is hit by the pitch. Vizquel moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Vizquel moves to third. Berga moves to second. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Murray is 0-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vizquel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thome is 0-1 in the game. Thome hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura is 0-1 in the game. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. John Kruk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kruk is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Kruk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Kruk. The throw from Peña and he is out, Berga applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sorrento strikes out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Devereaux moves to second. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcoviche bunts towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. Devereaux moves to third. Durham moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. Durham scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillen moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Poole now pitching. John Kruk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kruk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kruk takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Lofton. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Berga hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Berga reaches second base with a double. Lofton scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Berga moves to third. Murray moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Durham reaches second base with a double. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice bunts towards third. Thome picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Thome. Durham scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole fires to first and picks off Karkovice. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Guillen goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Greg Olson now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Raines steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kruk is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kruk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 9-2, White Sox. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas scores. Kruk moves to second. It's 10-2, White Sox. Norberto Martin pinch runs for John Kruk. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields the ball and throws to Olson covering. Safe. Martin moves to third. Devereaux moves to second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Karkovice hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Karkoviche reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. Devereaux scores. There goes Durham trying to get to home. Bell throws the ball in to Vizquel, who relays the ball to Peña, who tags Durham, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 12-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sorrento is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sorrento moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-5, White Sox. Tim Fortuno now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Berga is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fortuno fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jason Grimsley now pitching. Alvaro Espinoza now playing shortstop. Eddie Tucker now catching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guillen is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing left field. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Sorrento is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sorrento hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Durham hits a line drive towards first. Sorrento reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berga is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.